Well, welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, today we're going to talk about a subject that really hits at the heart of virtually our entire audience, and that is, what has God called us to do, and how do we discover that calling? And many times it comes in the form of a job. And you have a top three today that I think will help give us some perspective on maybe what not to do when we're out looking for a job.
Well, you know, Dave, here at Money Life, we want to bring help, hope, and insight. And we have an entire research department that's looking for some of the best information that we can offer that lines up with God's Word, that is also very practical and easy to implement. And today they found this great article from CareerBuilder.com on the top three things not to do when you're trying to get a job, the top three things you need to avoid. Here's number one, employment gaps in the resume. Nothing puts more doubt in the mind of a hiring official like a gap in your employment history. And it may be legitimate, like you had to stay home with your child, you got sick, you got injured, whatever that may be, but put it in the resume if there's a gap of 3 months or longer so people understand more about you. Number two in your resume, if you've had too many jobs, it's a turnoff for employers. They think you're disloyal or that you can't hold a job very long. So make sure you explain why you left a company and what really was going on. And be sure it's legitimate so they'll understand what was going on when you had a quick job transition. And then number three, don't send out resumes with a single cover letter to 15 different employers. They see generic, they can smell it, they see way too many resumes. So don't put down just the bare minimums. Tailor it, customize it, do some research on that company to be sure that they know that you really want to work for that organization, and it'll help you get in the door.
Well, Chuck, today our guest is Dan Miller, and Dan is the president of The Business Source. He's also the author of a couple of books, and we're going to talk to Dan about these books today. Number one is 48 Days to the Work You Love, and the second book has a rather provocative title. It's called No More Mondays. He talks about how to look at creative ways to follow the passion that God's put into your heart.
Well, this is going to be a great program because this is a topic that so many people want to find that sweet spot between what God wired them to do and where they work.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. If you have to step away from the program today, you can always tune in again at crown.org or sign up for the podcast. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I'm so pleased to introduce you to Dan Miller. Dan, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. Dan, in your book, No More Mondays, you share some of your personal background, what your father did and how that influenced you. Share a little bit about that with us.
Sure. I was raised on a dairy farm in Ohio. My dad was bivocational. He was pastor of a little tiny Mennonite church in that community. And, of course, with that didn't supply our family needs financially, so we were farmers. But I was raised in that kind of environment, so I had a great opportunity to see a couple different sides of what work means, what it means to be in ministry, and then what it means to just have to provide the needs of your family.
And how did that influence your thinking in this book, No More Mondays?
Well, that environment where I was raised led me to see things on two different ends of the spectrum. There was an artificial dichotomy where ministry is one thing, and then you just have to bite the bullet and do this thing called work to be responsible providers for your family. And I was very uncomfortable with that from a very young age. And as I studied the scripture more on my own, I kept seeing that work should be more than just this bitter pill that we have to swallow, that it's just exchanging our time to extract a paycheck, that work itself ought to be fulfilling, meaningful, purposeful, and it can even be profitable. So I've spent my entire life looking at that issue and trying to get clear on what God really intended work to mean for us.
Well, you know, Dan, this is such a timely interview because there's many listeners who are uncomfortable with their current job situation or the changes that are happening in their career or their industry, and they're not really sure what to do next. And they love this idea that they could wake up on Monday mornings and it would be a wonderful, exciting experience for them. What do you tell those folks?
The first thing we have to do is to realize that thinking work is a curse is really a misapplication of Scripture. I mean, work was something that we see God had Adam and Eve do before there was any fall. I mean, he wanted them to take care of the garden, to tend and care for the garden, it tells us in Genesis. Well, that looks surprisingly like work, and that was the fulfillment of what God intended for man to do, not a curse. If we take that vantage point, we all of a sudden have a much different mindset about what work ought to be, and then it becomes a challenge as good stewards. What does that mean for me? How can I take God's best talents for me and turn that into fulfilling, meaningful work that in itself is fulfilling my calling Monday through Friday, not just what I do for 58 minutes on Sunday morning?
Well, you know, Dan, we believe, like you do, that it's so important to work within our talents and giftings. And Larry Burkett, our co-founder, believed that we were all as unique as a snowflake and we needed to find out what God wanted us to do and go do it. But in your book, how do you help people to discover their gifts and talents and to know what their true calling is?
85% of the process is from looking inward first. We're too quick to get the cart before the horse, where I have people ask me every day, where are the hottest business trends? What are the best franchises? Who's hiring? What are the trends going to be in jobs for the next 10 years? But that's a recipe for short-term solution and long-term frustration. 85% comes from looking inward. How has God uniquely gifted me in terms of skills and abilities, personality, tendencies, values, dreams, and passions? From that, we ought to be able to see clear patterns emerge. Then we ask ourselves, based on what I know about myself now, what work would integrate those things, allow those to be blended together, and really live out God's greatest gifts to me?
You know, Dan, so many people who are listening, and I think the statistic is actually 70%, they are discontent with where they are right now. In your book, you say that's not necessarily a bad thing to be discontent. Why do you believe that?
I think it's a good starting point. I talk to people sometimes, you know, devoted Christians who say, I hate my work, you know, I've got backaches, migraines, ulcers, arthritis. I just wish God would give me a sign that I need to do something else. And I'm thinking, what would he have to do to get your attention? With those red flags, perhaps is that God trying to tell you it's time to move on. So discontent in that, I think, can be a good thing. And I think it's something that we ought to pay attention to, not just bury it and say, no, this is just my cross to bear. If there is an ongoing sense of unrest, frustration, discontent, take that as an indicator. Maybe you need to take a fresh look at where you are, where you're going, and how you're going to get there.
Well, you know, Dan, so many people feel stuck because of this sense of job security. Do you view risk differently in this whole idea of job security?
Yes, I certainly do. I'm very contrarian in how I view risk because we have to realize risk is when you do not have control. So if you go to Las Vegas and put the deed to your house down on a roll of the dice, yes, that's risky. You're dependent on luck to determine the outcome. I don't want anybody to do that. But if you really do take a look at how God has gifted you, you see the opportunities in the marketplace, you create a careful plan and a transition time and move into that, to me, you've greatly reduced risk. And many people are staying in positions where they hope things are going to stay the same, and they're in a very risky, vulnerable position in doing that. So this is not just about being self-centered, but it's about really at any given time knowing so clearly how God has positioned and prepared me so that I can be ready to move into work that aligns with that.
You know, Dan, there are so many people that this is what they yearn for. Tell us some of the success stories that you've seen of people who've literally gone from being miserable, being in the wrong place, to finding their true calling and getting up and absolutely loving this combination of ministry and work.
You know, the angst that we see in people who don't enjoy their jobs covers a broad spectrum, all the way from somebody who's serving hamburgers to somebody who's a pastor. I have who's become a dear friend at this point. A gentleman came to me as a pastor, very frustrated, but thought he was doing something godly. When we really looked at how are you gifted, what are your talents, what puts you in the zone, we made a dramatic transition. He is an artist. His paintings are magnificent. He uses nothing but a music theme, and at this point is making 15, 20 times the money he ever dreamed of making as a pastor. But the real key is he has more opportunities for true ministry now than he ever did as a pastor. And we're looking for that authentic fit, and we've got to find that. And I've had the pleasure of working with dentists, physicians, attorneys, many people, where we make changes that look dramatic to people on the outside, but we're simply going for how has God prepared you.
Well, we're talking to Dan Miller, the author of No More Mondays, who's also written other books, and we're talking about how you can get where God wants you to be in the workplace. I'm Chuck Bentley, and you're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Dan Miller, who is the author of No More Mondays, Fire Yourself and Other Revolutionary Ways to Discover Your True Calling at Work. And Dan, we were talking about some success stories, and you mentioned that oftentimes it takes just some real life experience to find what you're uniquely gifted to do. Tell us a little bit more about how you've seen that work out in people's lives.
You know, when we go through high school and college, there's a lot of immediate pressure to do things that are pretty predictable. And if somebody comes through college and they get a 4.0 grade point average, they're encouraged to go to medical school, law school, something like that, certainly. Well, those are really traditional kind of paths. And then often I see those people at about 45 years old, and they say, you know what, I don't think I'm on the right path. I think I'm living somebody else's dream, not my own. So a little life experience often opens up some pretty unique, personalized understanding of what your true gifts are. There's a tree in our front yard that was damaged in a storm, and I cringe at the thought of having to cut a tree down, so I cut it off about 12 feet off the ground. Well, to make a long story short, I ended up having a lady come out here, and she carved two magnificent faces about 3 feet tall on either side of that dead tree. So instead of having an ugly stump in our yard, we have a beautiful permanent piece of art. Now, that's the kind of thing you will not find in a dictionary of occupational titles.
Right.
You aren't going to have a college career coach tell you to be a tree carver. She was about 45 years old when she really figured that out. She had been doing very traditional jobs, doing very well, but just had that sense that she really wasn't working in her passion. So, yeah, life experience can be a wonderful teacher. But as we reach the ages of 45 or 50 or whatever, we ought to be able to look back and start seeing recurring themes. There's value in that. That's why often people find their best passion and go into the most productive 20 years of their life when they're 45 or 50 years old.
Well, I remember my father telling me to get out there and get to work. I've had an actual employment outside the home, either in summer jobs or holiday jobs, since I was 13 years old. And I'd come home complaining about a job, and Dad would say, well, just realize that you're learning what you don't want to do in life very early. And that's true.
Very true.
And God shapes us that way. But, you know, Dan, there are people who realize they can't take this large leap forward, and they're going to have to take it step by step to really move into another field. And you talk about creative income, having this steady income along the way in this process of finding your life's work. What is creative income?
When we think about the traditional jobs, we usually think about 8 to 5 o'clock or some fashion thereof, an hour for lunch, 2 weeks vacation, 401k contribution. We have to realize that's a very traditional model, and surprisingly, that's a diminishing model. We're seeing an explosion of work that doesn't look like that, and we call those things consultant, contingency worker, independent contractor, temp, electronic immigrant, entrepreneur, all those terms. There are a lot of ways to put legs on work today that are not going to be another traditional job. Thus, in this transition where people really are moving toward their true passion, toward what God really prepared them to do, oftentimes we have kind of a carryover where they may have a traditional job, but start to create income from something else on the side anyway. When we have made a move from production work to knowledge work, and we're using service, information, and technology, it's never been easier to do what I just described. So somebody may have a little eBay business that they start to grow, and all of a sudden, it's creating the same income that they're getting from their traditional job, and they're only spending 4 or 5 hours a week on it. Those kind of opportunities are abundant, and those things allow people to make a transition that's much softer than quitting a job and then feeling desperate because the mortgage is due the next week.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a very wise way to approach it. You also authored the book 48 Days to the Work You Love. Why 48 days? What is important about that number?
I wish I could tell you it was a real scientific process, but it really wasn't. But here's why I have a timeline. Because I got tired of working with people where we would clearly identify what they could move into that would be more successful, and then 2 years later I see them and they hadn't done anything.
Right.
I thought, what's up with that? So I decided to put a timeline, and that's a very realistic time frame. 48 days is enough time to look at where am I, get the advice and opinion of other people, narrow down the options, choose the best one, create a plan, and act. Thus, if somebody goes into day 49 and they're still doing the same thing, it simply tells me they've made a choice. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But then recognize you've made a choice. You're not trapped. Nobody's trapped. And if you go through that much time, having looked at the options, continue what you're doing, then hold your head high and do it with excellence. But stop complaining to me about it.
Yeah. You know, Dan, some people don't need to change their jobs. They need to change their attitude towards that job, towards the work that God's already given them. How do you advise people to change their attitude if it's really clear that they shouldn't actually change their job or career, but just learn to be content with where God's placed them?
Now, usually that frustration begins by somebody feeling trapped. But if we really open the floodgates and look at what the options are, and having looked at all the options that are available, they then decide what I'm doing really does fit. There's reason for me to be here. That in itself can change a person's attitude dramatically, where they recognize they're not trapped, but they recognize for this season in my life, this makes a lot of sense, and I need to stay here and be salt and light while I'm doing it.
Well, Dan, it has been a pleasure to have you on the program today. I really recommend people pick up both of your books, No More Mondays, for those who really want to do something totally outside the normal job and career fields and look for something very, very unique that God's gifted them to do. And for those who are just trying to stay within their career field, but go into a new area, 48 Days to the Work You Love. Dan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Chuck. My pleasure.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Well, welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, it was great talking to Dan today. Very refreshing to hear some of his perspectives, especially about the perceived dichotomy that many of us hold or have held, that they're sacred and secular, but truly in Scripture and in life experience, those things are really interrelated.
Well, Dave, there's a term, I think that it was an author named Robert Clinton, who wrote that there's a time in your life when you reach this point of convergence, and that's really when all of your gifts, all of your talents, and even some of the experiences you've had through failure and hardship converge into what you know is God's call on your life. And all of that comes together and your passion is unleashed. Mm. And I get to live in my convergence. And I feel so privileged that I can't imagine anybody not experiencing that. And it's possible. And taking from what Dan shared with us today, I would recommend the first step is to get to know how God wired you. Take the Career Direct online assessment and know who you are. Find out exactly how uniquely God made you.
Chuck, is that assessment best used when you've had years of experience in a particular field or in your 30s or 40s, or is it more effective maybe as a young person coming out of college?
Well, there's two versions. One's designed to help you determine what you should study in college so you don't make the mistake of being totally in the wrong career path from what you go into college to pursue. That's a very good investment. And the other is for adults who maybe are already in midlife and they just need to decide, really, what am I best at? It's
sure
confusing at times. So take the assessment, and then I recommend that you sit down with other people and hand it to a friend that loves you and just say, look, it may be hard, but does this seem like who I am? And if so, what do you think I ought to do about it? Mm. What do you see in me that you think that I could do very, very well? And then the third thing I would do, after taking the assessment, knowing who you are, getting honest, unbiased feedback, I would share with God what's in your heart. You know, sometimes we sit around and wait and we say, if God will just show me, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. But there are other times when he asks you what you want. He asks Solomon, what do you want? Mm. And Solomon said, I want to do what will best serve you. And I would recommend go through this process and then take it before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, I want this convergence so that I can most glorify you. My passion can be unleashed. Will you direct my steps to get here? And he will answer that prayer.
Chuck, that's very good advice. And for those of you listening today who would like to pick up a copy of either 48 Days to the Work You Love or No More Mondays from Dan Miller, you can go to his website at 48days.com. That's 48days.com, and you can find both of those titles there from author Dan Miller. Well, that about wraps up the time we've got for this edition of Money Life. You can always hear Money Life again online at crown.org. You can also sign up for the free podcast while you're there. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.